This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I haven't seen that clip
yeah.
in a long time. I was like, wait, what? Oh, I get it. He made a mistake right off the bat.
It's just comedy, man. No, you can't write that.
You cannot write that. And I know what you're saying to yourself right now, Andy. Nick, complete non sequitur. You're going to pour a Starbucks iced coffee into a Pete's coffee cup. You're damn right I am. And here's what happened.
Well,
okay.
Whatever.
Sometimes I like that when I'm tired in order to get myself motivated. I go, you know what you're going to do today, Nick? You're not going to make yourself that nice scramble breakfast. You're going to treat yourself with a $7 protein pack from Starbucks. You're gonna go, you're gonna get the two eggs, maybe eat a little of the peanut butter because it's like flavorful and sugary and it's really, really good. Then a couple pieces of cheese. Not supposed to have milk protein. Doesn't matter, right?
Dairy. Don't worry about it.
Terrible for you. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling great. Had a long weekend. Great weekend.
We'll talk about that in a sec.
Go park my car.
Do you think Pete's would be okay with you doing this?
No, I think not, but fuck Pete's, right? Like, fuck, they don't owe me. Does Pete's owe me? Have they ever sponsored this show? No. Have they ever made any attempt to get me back other than serving a quality product that I utilize at least once a week? No.
Yeah, I feel like we went the other day.
We go to Pete's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not hating on Pete's. I like Pete's.
Starbucks is my
main jam. Mm. So I go to my Starbucks this morning, unbeknownst to me, no one asked me, they gutted it. Now,
what do you mean?
I'll show you a picture of it. Here's a picture of it.
It's just gone? Slack it to Cool Greg to control.
Cool Greg, I'm going to slack this to you real quick.
Yes.
And you can pull this up.
This is the type of interactivity
of Slack
that I want on this show.
I'm going to tell you right now. Slack, no joke, is sponsoring this show. This episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Slack. And I am going
Son of a gun, are you serious?
I'm deadly serious. We're going to do an ad read later. This is the power of Slack right now. Cool, Greg, should I Slack it to you? I'm going to Slack it to you. Or should I do control?
Control, sorry, thank you.
I legitimately didn't know that.
Oh,
that,
yeah, we are legit.
What a great little...
Isn't that hilarious? Hold on, here we go.
That's awesome. I love
Slack.
Let's see
if I can. I'm going to send that to you. There you go.
Slack is good, says Soul Porpoise.
Slack's fantastic. I at first, of course, you know, I don't like change or new things, but I've really gotten into Slack, especially for inside jokes, like goofy things. Like if Kevin's saying something to you, and I'll just Slack a funny picture of Kevin to you, and you can just giggle with me, and he'll never know.
It's always the milk mommy photo.
It's always the milk mommy photo.
Always the milk mommy.
That is the worst photo ever made.
Mm-hmm.
If you can bring this up, I don't know if you... So yeah, I walked in. This is what I saw. I was met by a people mover, and they've gutted it. Now,
when was the last time you were there?
This is like a week ago.
Freak it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I don't go to Starbucks a lot in the morning because I've been cooking a lot at home.
Okay.
Just because I'm on this like way of eating where I'm like, I just got to cook a scramble. And while I'm doing that, I might as well make my own coffee because it saves me the $3 a day on coffee, which actually adds up a lot. But today I was like, I had a great weekend. You know, we went to Cisco's wedding on Friday, came back, hung out with my wife all Saturday night, had a great time, played the hell out of Dead Cells.
Yeah.
What a great recommendation. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
I am addicted to that game, and it is the single most frustrating experience of my life. And I'm wondering when I'm going to stop.
It sucks, but you want more because it's
fun. Oh, my God.
It sucks, but you want more because it doesn't suck.
Are you kidding me? Well, the mechanics of the game and the design of the game are beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It's the redundancy of it that starts to wear on you. But right when it starts to wear on you, you go back to levels, it's different. And you're like, you mother.
Yeah.
And then you get past that next point, and you're like, I did it. And then you realize you have to do it all over again. Have you beat it yet?
No, God, no.
Has anyone beat this game yet?
Yeah, several people have. From GameSpot.
Yeah.
She just posted that she beat it. and I know Tim and I were talking about it earlier, and... I've only gotten past like the concierge guy. Then I went to the next world.
I've not gotten past concierge. I got very close on Saturday night to beating the concierge, and then I was like, "I'm gonna sit down with this after Punchline last night, and I'm gonna beat this fucking concierge."
Actually,
and then what I did was I watched Out of Sight instead.
Of course,
which is a great, great George Clooney.
I got to the second boss, not after the concierge.
Like, you got to another boss.
I got to the second guy, and I knew I was gonna die. I knew I was like not equipped very well,
right?
And so of course I died pretty quickly, and that's where I said I'm gonna go play Fortnite because I
feel like I've
you hit your limit after
you do.
A while.
You do. And what was amazing about it is on the way to Minnesota for Cisco's wedding, I fired up the game and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then at the wedding, Tim was like, you know, you got to get past the first like hour, which I hate when people say, but he's like, I know you hate that, but play for a couple hours and I guarantee you'll start to see the magic of this game. And it was very, very true. I was like, fuck, I'm really digging
this
now.
Yeah, it's great. It's really fun.
But back to the Starbucks story. So yeah, disappointed, but then followed by elation is that it, like, because I read the sign and I was like, oh, they're taking out my Starbucks. This sucks, right? This is famously the Starbucks that I swore I would never go back to. Remember when I swore off Starbucks, I got pissed at the employees that I will never come back here. And I went back to Starbucks that same day. There's a great Doodles episode of that. But I digress. I read the sign. It said, no, we're not moving. We're just retrofitting this. It hasn't been, like, redone ever. So I got super excited because it's in a great location where you can sit in the window and people watch. And, like, I write there sometimes. Like, I'll write jokes or, like, ideas for screenplays, whatever. And I just watch people walk by.
Your murder list?
Yeah, my kill list. Mm-hmm. I don't have a kill list. I have a... rub it in your face list.
Okay.
So when I become super successful, I have like 3 or 4 people that I'm just going to consistently tweet at.
One day you will
be. Rub
it
in the face. Yeah.
One day.
Probably. Hopefully. So very excited about that. As you know, the Pete's Coffee, so I had to go to the Pete's Coffee there, and the Pete's Coffee in my neighborhood is beautiful. It's so unbelievably beautiful. They like gutted the space. It's an open floor plan. They've got a living wall on the back of it. Are you familiar with this?
No, I'm not.
It's a wall, like the middle half of the wall all the way up, all plants. That like grow up the wall.
Oh, that's
so
really
it actually
cool.
is like live greenery.
And you feel kind
of. Well, you know, you can breathe. It's I'm in the city, so there's lots of particulates all over the place. Yeah. You know, there's cars driving around, there's bums pooping all over the place. And so it's nice to be able to be near nature. And you know that nature, they say trees are the lungs of the world. And so when you sit next to a tree, it's like having a second set of lungs.
It's like being a respirator almost.
It's exactly like being a respirator. Yeah. It's kind of like when old people need a respirator and you're like, oh, you should just let go.
Just let it go.
Was that hard?
This your Starbucks getting gutted reminds me of my.
I apologize to any old people.
My old gym in Round Rock, Texas.
Yeah.
Also getting gutted, and it was sort of a similar thing where it's not even a week turnaround. It's like I was just there 3 days ago, and I go back and it was a 24-hour sort of place called Flex Fit, and I go to the place and it's like midnight, and. The door is wide open, and there's nothing in this giant building.
You're like, fuck.
Everything is gone. I was like, what? Are you going to notify me?
Yeah, nobody
what the
told
fuck?
Me. Nobody
like,
told me.
Yeah, I didn't get any notification. And I ended up, like, emailing them, like, hey, the gym I always go to and the one that I fucking, got a membership at is just all gone. Like, what do I do? And they never got back to me. So
but they still charge you like monthly.
Oh,
you're
they
like,
still
stop.
Were. Of course they did. Yeah. Of course. I canceled it and I got my refund or whatever. But it was very frustrating. And so what I would do there the next week that the door was just wide open, there was nothing in there.
Like, just went and peed all over
the place. I would pee and poop. No, I would go in there and just dribble a basketball.
Yeah.
And I would just dribble back and forth and do like a lot of sprints and like just try to get
a little
someone
high intensity interval training.
Exactly.
That's pretty fun. Just try to get someone to notice. No, I'm excited about it because I'll be honest with you. This Starbucks was a shithole. It was run the fuck down.
What?
It was to the point where literally, if you looked down, you saw. Have you ever seen those videos of people in solitary confinement? Like where they pace back and forth so much that they wear a hole into the ground.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I remember there was one where a guy was like. He's like, I got into solitary confinement for the first time when he was like supposed to be there for like years, and he's like, I looked down, I couldn't figure out what this. This like line in the floor was until I eventually realized that I was pacing back and forth on that same line, and it was the people before me had just worn a hole through because there's nothing else to do in the cell. That was the Starbucks that I used to go
to. It's like Gus Cirolo in his VR room.
It's exactly like that, except I'm pretty sure Gus doesn't like other human beings, and he'd prefer to be locked in there at all times.
That's very true. That's very true.
So for people asking, I am not high right now. I just got sleep last night.
Well,
what would you like to
see out of this new Starbucks.
Out of this new Starbucks?
What sort of amenities?
Well, they've gutted the whole thing. I want an open floor plan. Because the way it used to be is you walked in and there was like a little back area that you could sit in, but it felt very claustrophobic. What I want them to do is tear that wall out. They had this weird upstairs area where they used for offices. They need to tear that out too. And so they just need to have, it needs to be all open.
Basketball court.
Just a huge hoop.
A huge hoop.
But hoops that are like this big so you can't miss.
Okay.
Like if you throw the ball anywhere near it, because you know in San Francisco, you get participation awards for everything.
Yeah, that's
true. You can't compete at anything. Mm-hmm. Bullshit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. What's that, you ask, Andy? Thank you. This is a live show we do each and every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific time here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We love being live. We love being on Twitch. We love interacting with all of you, including Dollar Beals, who said, I'm playing God of War New Game Plus right now to Hat King franchise. Not even paying attention to the show. Just enjoying having a conversation
off in their own world.
With the best friends off in the world. That's great. We're going to talk to you guys a little bit later at the end of the show, as well as give some private chat time to the subs. That's right. If you're watching this live and you haven't subbed to our channel, we'd like you to consider doing that. Your support means a lot to us. It keeps the lights on. It keeps us doing all sorts of crazy stuff. And if you don't want to give us your hard-earned bills, well, that's no big deal. I don't blame you at all for that. I don't like spending money either. But guess what? If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free monthly Twitch Prime subscription that we'd like to go to us. I gave mine to Sancho West last month, and he has thanked me every day, which I believe is the right course of action. And that's why we thank you guys each and every day at the end of this show by reading off the subs list. Remember, you have to re-up that every month, so here's your daily reminder. If you have Amazon Prime, do it. If you're going to give it to us, great. If not, give it to someone else. If you're thinking, I gave it to Sancho West last month, you got to give it to him again. That's why Amazon wants you to keep coming back. Andy wants you to give it to him, but I think what he means is give it to us so we can give it to him.
No. I'm doing give it to this show.
Oh, give it to the show. Okay,
yeah, no, cool. No.
I
would never do
that,
Nick.
I appreciate
you.
When are we going to stream again, Doggy?
You have no idea how many people go to my chat and be like, Andy, why don't you have a kind of... It's like, I don't like that. It feels ugly. It feels dirty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When are we going to stream again?
When are we going to stream, Doggy?
When are we going to stream some Rainbow Six Siege? Let's kill some terrorists, dude.
Let's kill some... You know what? You know
I got to play the new stuff.
Is it good?
Can't say.
That's right. You went and played it.
But, you know, it was a fun experience.
Big gun.
Let me just say that. Let me just say that it was me.
Appetite.
Let me just say that it was me and four other people in the games industry against a fucking person who works on the team who has like 500 hours in the game.
Yeah.
And four other people.
And you ate his fucking
Just guess
lunch.
Who won. Okay. Guess.
You rolled him up like a Spanish burrito and you fucking gobbled
just
it
guess,
up.
Nicholas.
I'm
dude.
Just saying, get it together, Ubisoft.
Dude.
Jesus. It get was, better devs.
It was something.
Because I'll say this, I'll go out on a limb. And you tell me if I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best player in the world.
Easily.
Yeah.
I'd say so, yeah.
I would say I'm a close third or fourth.
I'd say you're top five, depending on how much you're into it.
I'm really good. But I play on console, so it slows me down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but if I play it on PC, if it wasn't illegal for me to go near a computer because of my amazing computer crimes in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, yeah.
They used to call me Zero Cool. I would play on PC.
Was but that based after you?
What's that? Yeah, the movie Hackers was based off me when I was a kid. Except, they took some liberties. So, like, I instead of, they made him into a computer hacker, whereas when I was a kid, all I did was eat food. A lot of it.
I see. So it's sort of, like, based on true events, but...
It's loosely based on my story of when I used to eat a lot of Twinkies and drink a lot of Coke and watch Beavis and Butthead on MTV.
Okay, got it.
They were like, this kid's got something.
Almost the same thing.
And then, you know, Hollywood fucks it up, where they're like, we're just gonna... That was the story, and then eventually morphed into... Like, it was the story... Basically, it was the story of me getting my first computer... And trying to figure out how a keyboard worked, they morphed that into a super ultra smart Zero Cool guy that hacked the banks.
It's easy to see how they spit out money, though. It's easy to see.
It's weird. Yeah. I'm capable of it.
I will say that when I was in Austin and played Rainbow Six with Achievement Hunter, Alfredo sat behind me the whole time and was just mesmerized.
Yeah,
he was so impressed by every move that I did, and I even caught him off guard a lot of moments.
Alfredo. I'll say it, man. Not as good as you.
No.
At Rainbow Six. Not even close.
Yeah. It's kind of sad how much he plays. You know?
I'll say this. I'm looking forward to... I should have put this on the thing. I'm looking forward to seeing them. I'm going back to Austin in 2 weeks for Out of Bounds Comedy Festival, where we are showing the documentary. So if you guys want to see... If you're in the Austin area or the Texas area and want to drive in to hang out with us, I think we're going to do a little show beforehand and then do show the documentary and then do a QA afterwards. So I will find details on that and we'll put them on the show. Because I think it's going to be really fun. It's yet another opportunity for me to feel special. And I always like that. Speaking of me feeling special, segue. If you want to feel special, if you want a little piece of Scarpino in your life, if you want to hang a little piece of me above your bed so your wife and her husband can stare at me while you're making that sweet, sweet love, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Back us at the fan mail tier, which is the exclusive tier right now. And you get a signed picture of me. That's right. Not Johnny Ace. The champ, me. A lot of people asking, Nick, are you going to be stupid and sign it in black? No. We have bought silver and gold markers. I will probably do, I would say silver on this one would look good. Maybe, silver probably, right? On this?
Sure.
Yeah, well, it's going to be platinum. I told them to get the platinum marker, the one that's actually 24 karat platinum.
And I say you should sign like in the background.
Yeah, I'll
it doesn't get lost.
I'll pull you aside. We'll get Andy's perspective on that.
Yeah.
Go over and back that. You will get this. We'll make sure it's mailed to you. It'll be in your mailbox. But I will say this as a cool guy. Give me the one, please. Can you come back to this? Give me the one. I will say this as a safety tip. You need to probably buy a new mailbox that's fire retardant because this shit is hot. This shit is hot. And if you're listening, it's me in a blue leotard with a denim jacket. I look ridiculous.
You look incredible.
I look dumb.
Yeah,
I look dumb as shit.
You look really good. I
said this to my wife, and I said, this is the man you married. And she just went, oh, Lord.
I bet.
That's what she got back to me.
Yeah.
She was like, I love it.
Haven't heard from her since.
No. She went on vacation a few weeks after I sent it to her, and she hadn't come back.
Hasn't come back yet.
Weird.
There was a bit of me that... There was a part of me, Nick, that felt...
Hey, you want one of these? I'll send one to Robin.
No, I felt very kind of ashamed for our company when
okay.
Games Daily is on and all of you guys are gone. And it is Jared Petty and Chris Kohler.
Sure.
A guest that we had. And during housekeeping, Jared Petty has to say, subscribe to the $50 amount and you get this photo of Nick Scarpino.
Now,
meanwhile, the guest is sitting here like, what the fuck?
Now, to be fair, I don't think we required Jared to do that. I think he just did that out of the kindness of his heart because I had done it on the show prior. In fact, I'm pretty sure Greg would not like that because Greg has said to me multiple times, Games Daily is a real show, not like this garbage truck. Not like this trash pile.
This is a terrible show.
I'd also like 19 minutes, and I've spent five of them talking about a picture of myself.
I'd also like to point out that I did mention that I kind of feared that photo would de-incentivize people to subscribe at the $50 tier.
No, we've gotten a lot of people because people realize, here's what it's gone. People see this picture and go, no fucking way I'm putting that in their house. But they also get wildly turned on by it, and they start to think, maybe I want that in here. Maybe my wife would be acceptable. Maybe that's okay. And then they buy it, and they go, we'll just see. We'll see what happens when it arrives. And I'm telling you right now, once you get this in your hands, you better have one hand free.
Why?
I'm not going
to
say
I'm just flashing to some of the worst moments and needful things, and I'm ready to go cry. That's just...
You look great today, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, come show people what you're wearing today.
What do you mean? Why do
you're super
great?
Skinny. You're looking good in that hat. You look youthful.
Yeah.
Oh. Look at you. Look at you.
I think I look mean.
You do look very thin.
No, I like the beard. Keep the beard going.
Good
you
job,
look fantastic.
Jared.
Working on
Jared,
it.
Right. I
Cool Gray would like you to throw up gang and shit, please, if you're comfortable
how does
with that.
One do that?
It's like the Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man?
Yeah, it's like.
Okay, that's this?
There it is. That's gang shit.
Jared, when you and Kevin started losing weight, it inspired me. So this morning, I ate two dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
Yeah, I saw that. Saw you walk in and eat one of those weird breakfast biscuits that's just pure sugar.
It's not pure sugar.
It's a low fat biscuit with
blueberries.
It's got zero nutritional value. It's a cookie. You're eating a cookie for
no,
breakfast.
No, I'm not.
I would eat cookies for breakfast if I could. Now, Andy, you just go on eating those cookies. You go on eating that peanut butter. You just do it in moderation. Keep yourself fit.
Well, Andy's one of those people that annoys me because he's like, I want to lose weight. So he goes out and plays basketball one day and then drops like 10 pounds.
Yeah. No, That's my brother. I hate it.
I fucking hate it.
He's like so tall. He's like, oh, I've gained so much weight over the summer. Let me go run for 2 days in a row and bam, 15 pounds.
I partied with my buddy, Eric, who's just unbelievably skinny always. And I come back from Vegas after this bachelor party. I know I gained like 5 pounds. And I know he didn't gain any fucking weight. And annoys me because he ate exactly like I did.
Oh, yeah. I know.
It's annoying.
But you, Nick Scarpino, I mean, you're being very kind to me. Thank you for that. And I appreciate it because it's nice to be told when you're losing weight that people notice.
Yeah.
But you yourself, looking fitter and more trim.
I'm going hard. I'm going hard a little bit. It's difficult because I've been out of town a lot over the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the fun things that I'm doing right now is I'm trying to be really stringent on what I can and can't eat, i.e. normally I eat generally like just a lot of like lower carb vegetables and some protein and some good fats. I'm trying to stick to that every meal no matter what, with the exception of this morning when I just had to eat an egg because that's all I could get.
Well, an egg's good quality protein.
Yeah, but I need more protein and I need more fat. Doesn't matter. Long story short is it's actually been a little bit of a relief when I go to like things like a wedding or like RTX because then I can just, I have this like structure where I'm like, well, I can't eat that, can't eat that, can't. So I don't go wild.
Yeah.
Until the third night of RTX when I was just like, F it. F it up the A. Well, I'm getting pancakes.
With how terribly.
With Renee, because I had a party with
Andrew. I haven't had a pancake in 6 months.
Let me tell you
months.
One thing right now. You have not experienced happiness until you've gotten a little hammered and convinced Andre Renee that IHOP is the only restaurant open in Austin, Texas at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's beautiful. It's,
it was the one near the Fairmont, right?
Oh my God. Right, and then we were like, oh, we got to get a cab. And I looked up, I was like, no, it's literally right across the street. Like,
perfect.
I think it was subliminally put in my brain when we drove in. I was like, there's a fucking IHOP right across the street from us. Man, that's like IHOP pancakes, not great. Not bad, though.
IHOP pancakes, not bad. And
get the blueberry preserves.
I'm a little worried. Like, so I just moved. You guys know this. I moved to Daly City.
I heard you talk about being closer to us.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Much closer.
I love that.
I love it, too. Makes me happy. It's easier to get here, get back quicker, get here quicker.
You were in the East Bay prior?
I was East Bay a long time ago. Then I was Redwood City.
Oh, Redwood City's far.
Yeah. And now Daly City, real close. Feeling real good about it. Cool Greg giving me the 401 and I had to get here quick. Made me happy. But right across the street, IHOP.
Oh.
Right across the street.
That's pretty great.
Well, no, it's not.
It's not great. Because
I'm on a...
He's on a low-carb diet.
You're on a low-carb diet.
I'm on
a low-carb diet.
You can't be staring at a fucking IHOP.
You're on a low-carb diet. But
I'll say this. I'll say this, though.
Cheese sticks.
I will say this. Well, cheese sticks sell carbs.
Right there too.
I will say this, though. I love going to like an IHOP or a Denny's and just ordering a shit ton of eggs and avocado and bacon.
Okay, now that I like too.
I like to sit there. I like to have... I like the... Like, there's something so quaint about sitting in a diner and just getting someone, like someone comes over to pour some coffee for you, have a little conversation, a little bat. It's a relaxed life.
It's a simpler kind of life. It is. It's simple. You got the eggs. And for folks that don't live in California, they don't understand avocado is just better here. I didn't know that. I didn't know avocado was good till I moved to California.
Well, California is the epicenter of all avocados in the world.
And they just taste better.
We just, like, there. No one's ever grown an avocado tree outside of California. They just won't grow.
I guess that's it. They're freaking amazing. They're beautiful.
It is hilarious. But when you get bad avocado, you're like, what in the shit is this?
Well, that's a lot of Eastern avocados that way, but I don't want to derail this much longer.
That's fine. But there's no news today, so this is pretty much all.
Ended up in trouble. IHOP puts pancake batter in their omelets. I did not know that.
IHOP puts pancake batter in their omelets.
If you read the menu, if I was reading this correctly, they put pancake batter in the omelet mix, which adds to the fluffiness, but also makes it carbarific
super
omelet.
Carby. Would they do that just to their scrambled eggs?
I don't know.
I used to make omelets.
Definitely do it with their omelets.
That's horrible.
Is there
that's
is
terrible.
There
that's
a
fucking
fruit
terrible.
Or something that avocados have like are rivals with?
A fruit? No, nothing can rival the avocado. Nothing can.
Because here's what I would
here's
love.
Why. Here's why. Because when the fruits were growing up, back in the day, and then everyone had to do that one thing that kids always do, like I talked about a long time ago, where you have to show your pits to each other. The avocado showed its pit, and everyone was like, that's a big fucking pit. That is a big-ass pit that's in the middle of this thing. We can't contend with that. You know?
I envision this marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Mangoes do what avocado don't. Like the Nintendo don't. You know what I mean? Sega does what Nintendo don't. Where is this marketing campaign? Why doesn't it exist
Because
yet?
Nothing's better than an avocado. It's a superfood.
When are you going to hire me?
When you reach the status Mangoes, of superfood.
Big Mango.
Oh, well, Big Mango and Big Wig. in the same bed together. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's going to be, if that's going to be your battle, I will support you like you have with me in Big
Thanks,
Wig.
Nick. Thanks, Nick.
I appreciate you. All right.
Back.
Next up on housekeeping.
What the fuck are we talking
Deadpool
about?
Deadpool 2 this week.
Want to do the housekeeping?
Oh, yeah, go for it. Jesus Christ, we're 25 minutes into the show. We haven't talked about anything. next up on housekeeping, I guess. Logan was last week. Deadpool 2 rounds out our XCU in review. We're very excited. It's a lovely movie to actually end this whole thing with. And I think we may or may not do another in-review of XCU where we all just like individually rank them and talk about our top moments in them. Mm-hmm. So that'll be nice. And then we are going into Spider-Man, which we are going to start, I believe, that's going to start rolling out either next week or the week after. I think it's the week after. So if you guys want to stay current with us, you have to start watching the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie, the Sam Raimi-directed Spider-Man movies. We're also going to do The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, which is the Andrew Garfield movies. And I think... we are going to do the 1980s canon film Spider-Man that was made for approximately $30. No? We're not doing that?
I don't think we are.
We're not doing that? Okay, no. Well, that's unfortunate. Oh, I told Tim, I was like, if we're going to do all the Spider-Man movies, we have to go back and do that original 80s canon Spider-Man movie. And then we also have to do the Tom Holland one because I want to watch that again.
And then we also have to watch the clip of that Mexican birthday party where that one dude is dressed up as Spider-Man to make the kids happy. And he jumps up on a wall to do a backflip and just lands directly on his, like, face. And it's one of the best clips. It's like an old school clip.
Can we see that? Can you search for this clip?
Just type in, like, Spider-Man birthday party. It's like a 10-year-old clip, I believe. This is, like, early YouTube, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Oh, I love this. I can't wait. We're going to sit in silence. And go to videos. Yeah, there you go. Which one? Is it that one? Spider-Man loses kid's birthday party?
No, maybe.
Type in Spider-Man flip.
Yeah, back flip. Spider-Man birthday flip.
Yeah, there it is right there. It's coming up.
Spider-Man backflip fail. There we go. The second one. The second. Here we go.
Here we go. Give me some vol on this.
Is this the one? This looks too new.
Well, let's see. He just hits the kid right in the face. First off, Spider-Man not wearing those shoes. Did he knock himself out? He knocked himself out.
That's not even the one I remember,
though.
That
was great, though, because he knocked himself the fuck out.
There's another one where he jumps up on a...
You find it, you Slack it to him. Yeah. Remember, this episode brought to you by Slack. We've used it not once, not twice. We swear by the service. Cool, Greg, bring up this next thing.
Here it is.
Oh, this is even better.
Don't look at it. Don't
Slack
it
to Cool Greg. Yeah. Bring up the next thing on housekeeping. It's the watch party mode. You're all good.
Just watch Spider-Man,
I love this clip so much. And we have got to release the album of all the stupid versions of these.
There's plenty of
God, we're tied. Oh my God.
Here we go. Bring it up. Bring this thing up. I want to see the whole thing. With ball.
Tied. Oh my God. Oh, we can't focus
what's
up.
Up, Tim. What's up, Tim? What's up, Tim? What's up, Tim? What's up, Tim?
What's up, Tim? Move, man. I love that. What's up, Tim? Oh my God.
What's up, Tim? What's up, Tim?
Did Tim lose?
He ended up beating you at the very, very, very end. But you were behind the whole time, and you started creeping back up. So Tim was like, oh my God, I'm going to lose to Nick. Yeah, it was fantastic.
I love it so
much. It's a
much.
Great episode.
Excellent.
Great episode.
You guys should watch Party Mode more. All right, let's go into the news. The news. Reminder.
I slacked it to you, Cooper.
That's okay. Actually, come back to us real quick. I do want to say, real quick, I've been doing this, and you guys have been awesome about this. Tip reminder, if you guys want to tip us at the $5 or above level, we will read those tips on this show. That's only for live people. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can go to Patreon if you want to support us somewhere monetarily. If not, thank you for watching. Oh, yeah, just pull it up.
Oh, my God, it's so loud.
Just pull it up. Let's watch it. And then I'll read some tips in a second.
I hate how loud it is. Yeah, just put the volume down a little bit. It's so terrible. So this guy's, like, showing off his shit.
He's really tall to be Spider-Man.
Poses
oh, he's really good, though. Oh! That probably really hurt.
That's so good. I hate that they rewound it. The original one doesn't have that. It just has him getting back up, like, kind of dazed.
Oh, that's so perfect. That's so effing perfect. First tip today comes from DingerDoo11. Says, you, sirs, if you're digging Dead Cells, totally recommend Salt and Sanctuary and Hollow Knight. Both are on the Switch. I tried playing Hollow Knight. I couldn't get into it. But I'll look into Salt and Sanctuary. I tried doing Hollow Knight and Owlboy, and I was like, I can't get into either of these games.
Salt and Sanctuary is kind of like the one of the first...
Is it a Metroidvania
2D Souls games to come out where, like, when you die, you lose your shit, you have to go recover it sort of thing.
Okay. Is it good?
I've heard it's sort of, like, very... Is that
what Dead Cells is? It's like a Dark Souls game where you die and lose all your shit? Yeah, is that what Dark Souls is?
I mean... There are elements from the Souls game in terms of, like, you lose your cells, you lose your souls sort of thing. You collect them, you want to go turn them in, as opposed to, like, so when you have a lot of souls collected or cells collected, you want to go turn them in instead of possibly dying and risking it.
Got it, okay. That's cool. It's really frustrating and very infuriating, but I really appreciate this game. Thank you for that tip. Ambient Soul gave us $5, says, thanks for all the awesome work you guys do. Love you guys and keep up the fantastic work. Echo tipped us at the $8 level and said, I was thinking about starting jiu-jitsu. Any advice? Yeah, go start it. It's fun. And just know that it's going to be difficult, but it's going to be fun. And make sure you're... I would research and find a good gym near you that's pretty, like, low-key because it tends to be intense. And then just take it at your own pace and see if they have any fundamentals classes. And if you can afford it, I would do a few private lessons with a purple belt or brown belt just to practice... Like doing some basic escapes and some basic, just to get the basics down so you're not going in and starting from zero, because that can be very frustrating if you get stuck in a position you don't know how to get out of.
If you see Nick in the street, just fight him.
If you see Andy, tell him he's used to this. Tell him to lay down on his back and take his left shoe off, and you can do what's called an esteema lock to his foot. It's really fun.
Or just when the other day when I was giving him a ride home, said, when we get in your car, I'm going to give you a Kimura arm lock.
No, I said, when we get in your car, I'm going to Kimura arm lock you.
Which I just don't see why.
I learned another arm lock called the hammer lock,
okay,
which is brutal. And then there's also something called Thor's hammer. So I've just decided that my game is going to be all hammer locks. That's what I want from now on.
You
want
to be known as the hammer guy.
Yeah, I want to be the hammer
guy. That's cool shit.
That's pretty cool.
I love that you're sort of building this brand and image.
If I can get past the belt of white, if I can get a blue belt, I will ask people to call me Nick the Hammer Scarpino.
Joey says, I wonder if we'll ever get to the news. Joey? I wonder too.
Is that Joey Noel?
Yeah.
Shut up. Joey, you're in the next room. Techie Ha says, hi, Nick and Andy. I'm watching live for the first time and in a while. Just wanted to say, keep up the awesome work and have a great weekend. Or have a great
week.
Thank you. Todd Wise says, Nick, I need to know that my champ is sleeping soundly. I have tons of Amazon Prime credit saved up, and nothing would make me happier than getting those Bose earbuds for Johnny Ace the Prez and my favorite LaCroix boy. What is the P.O. box to send to? I don't know the new P.O. box, but also, Todd, spend that money on yourself. Those are really, really expensive earbuds. I was on the show last week, I was like freaking out that people were moving in above me. So I was like researching these nice Bose sleep buds that they have. And Todd reached out last week and said, I want to buy these for you. I really appreciate that. That's very lovely of you, but they're very expensive. You should use those credits for something fun for yourself. Or if you have a significant other or friend, buy them something. Don't worry about the Ace. The Ace knows what's up.
You can Venmo
me
$10.
First off, I don't even know if Johnny Ace is sleeping right now. Last time he was in Belize last time, I think he's going to Bali next. Whoa. Who knows? I think he sleeps on the plane.
Globetrotter.
You know what I mean? I like to imagine him in that scene from Quantum of Solace where he's on the plane, but it's the dope-ass first-class plane where there's a bar in front of him. They go sit at the bar.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool.
That's my dream to be on one of those planes. Maybe just sneak up on one.
Yeah, we'll get you there. Luke Fang says, do not have to read aloud. Oh, okay. He said he won a giveaway last weekend. Did not get it. And then he said, but read this, though. Latin boys at Lakers Head. Hey, Joey, can you check the giveaway for Luke Fangs last week? He said he didn't receive something. Gracias. Also, we're going to need you in a sec because we're going to skip a lot of news stories just going to the crazy rich Asian review. So get ready for that. Pretty Reckless gave us $5. Says, so happy to see the hashtag Dream Team hosting today. Really need it after getting a ticket on my way to work this morning for being dumb. Thanks, guys. And here's to a better week.
Oh, that sucks.
There's nothing more frustrating than getting a fucking ticket.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I could have avoided that by just following the law. But also, you could probably take it to court and he's probably not going to show up.
Just drive away is what I would say.
And just go to school. Mm-hmm. AROC 86 gave us 500 cheers, said watch party mode.
Thank you, AROC.
He gave us another 500
Adrian.
Cheers and said avocados suck.
Well. I mean, I don't know if I agree with the avocado suck thing, but I'm just like, thanks for the cheers. Watch party mode.
There you go. All right, we're actually okay. We could do a couple news stories, I think.
Sure, let's get into it.
And then, Joe, do you want to hang off for the news stories?
Sure.
You want to hang on? Okay, let's bring up this first one. This one comes from IGN.com. Not really a shocking news story, but Kevin Spacey's newest movie was put out in theaters and made $126. Is that right? Dollars?
Dollars, yes.
On its opening day. For an estimated $618 for the entire weekend. I thought this was $126,000. This is sad. The movie's called Billionaire Boys Club, starring Kevin Spacey. The film was available in 11 theaters in select states and had previously been made available on premium video and on demand. Billionaire Boys Club made approximately $56 per theater. After being accused, of course, of sexual assault, Spacey was dropped from the upcoming season of House of Cards and replaced by Christopher Plummer in All the Money in the World. Plummer went on to earn an Oscar nomination for his work. Netflix also canceled. They canceled Netflix. The sad thing about this, the film also starred Ansel Elgort from Baby Driver, and Taron Egerton, who I fucking love, from Kingsman, who I thought should have been Han Solo, and I think should still be Han Solo. When I become the head of Lucasfilm, and I retcon all but three Star Wars films, and we start over, Taron Egerton's going to play Han Solo.
All but three?
What I would do is this. Fuck the prequels. I would wait for those. I would do just immediate sequels to Return of the Jedi, like a year or two later. Cast Joel Edgerton, Taron Egerton, excuse me, not Joel Edgerton, that's the different guy, as Han Solo, recast them and just do the actual trilogy the way it should be done, when they're still young and still fighting. you know, instead of their old asses. Like, it makes no sense that Leia is 87 years old and still fighting this fucking war. At a certain point, someone else needs to take control of this
army. Or you die.
Or you die. You suck. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You float through air.
I don't know where I got off on a tangent here. I got a lot of energy, and I'm just putting it out into the world. And it turned a little dark there for a bit.
Sure.
But now it's coming right back. Another unfortunate news story. Pull this up, cool, Greg. This is a follow-up to a news story that was released on the New York Times. This is from Deadline reporting that the hashtag MeToo founder is weighing in on Asia Argento, the accusations. Are you familiar with any of this?
Not at all.
So Asia Argento was one of the most outspoken people against Harvey Weinstein. She was one of the people that early on accused him of sexual misconduct, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of people point to her, Rose McGowan, and a few other key players as helping to launch the hashtag MeToo movement, right? Tarana Burke, who was the activist who coined the phrase that started the MeToo movement, has to weigh in on Asia Argento, who has now been accused of, or was accused of sexual misconduct, and now the story is coming out that she paid off a young male actor who she slept with in L.A. at the age of 17, who was like, hey, this kind of traumatized me a little bit, and she paid him off. And so it's a very weird story, but I think the founder of the MeToo movement has an interesting take on it, obviously. When speaking to the news of Asia Argento allegedly paying off an underage sexual assault victim in 2013, she says, quote, sexual assault is about power and privilege, and that doesn't change if the perpetrator is your favorite actress, activist, or professor of any gender. And I think that's very, very true. Bad people come in all shapes and sizes. Now, of course, all this is alleged based on some emails that were released and some accusations that were thrown around in the press. But it's interesting. Of course, the reaction is a series of tweets comes after a Sunday report in the New York Times that Argento, the Italian actress, and Harvey Weinstein accuser, an outspoken sexual assault victim advocate, made an arrangement to pay off Jimmy Bennett, an actor musician who accused her of sexually assaulting him in California, in a California hotel room in 2013 when he was 17 years old. Weird stuff. It's a weird world we live in.
That's wild, man.
It's wild.
That's a wild turn to this whole sort of...
Wild.
Yeah.
But it's also like... This is where I get interested in all this, right? Because I'm not in any way, shape, or form, like, trying to, like, downplay the sexual assault. But I do wonder how much of like, this kind of thing was caused by the original assaults. You know what I mean? Like, where, if you go back in time far enough, did you see people being assaulted that then become the assaulter? Does that make sense?
Sure.
Like, at some point, I'm sure she... Like all the Harvey Weinstein shit that went down. I just wonder if that plays into her thinking this is an acceptable type of behavior. Or maybe she's just super Italian and in Italy where like anything goes. I don't know. I don't want to make light of it, but
yeah,
it's just, and again, I don't think this news story in any way, shape, or form should downplay what happened with the Harvey Weinstein stuff. I just think that it's unfortunate that this is coming out now. But I do wonder how much of that past trauma has caused this, has caused the abuser or the abused to be the abuser.
Sort of like, mental sort of stress and mental.
Because that's the thing. I bet if you go back far enough with Harvey, you see some sort of, I guarantee you'd see some fucked up shit in his early childhood. Guarantee.
There's really?
I would think. I don't know. But that's where it always gets really murky for me, because we want to be like, we peg this person, like, you're the evil person, you've done all these horrible, evil deeds. And of course, you know, right now, Harvey Weinstein fighting to stay out of prison. I mean, He's done.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to pay a lot of money, but the question now is he going to be put in jail? That notwithstanding, of course, I believe he absolutely deserves all of that for all of the allegations that are against him. If even half of those are true, he should go to prison for the rest of his life. But I do think, like, if you go far enough back, was there an abuser in his life that caused this? How far back do you go? Because this is that cycle of abuse that just keeps perpetuating itself.
I wouldn't be surprised if I was just an unattractive, overweight dude who never had women in his life. Finally comes into power, has money, and then uses it.
Entirely possible. But yeah. I think there are a lot of people who are not as attractive as other people out there that have power, that don't abuse it. So I do think that has to come from some circumstantial places. But I'm also spitballing, and we're going into dark territory. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring it right back.
Okay.
You know why?
Why, there's Nicholas? A movie.
Joey, this is your cue. There's a movie called Crazy Rich Asians that came out this weekend. Yeah. And I wanted to see it, but I didn't get a chance to see it because I was at Cisco's wedding.
Pretty good excuse.
It's pretty dope excuse. Yeah. But I sent my subspace emissary, Joey Noel, to go and see this.
I did.
And you are coming back with the hot take on Crazy Rich Asians, which, by the way, did like 35 million over the weekend, which is really good. This movie's a hit.
Yeah.
What was your thoughts on it, Joey?
I loved it. Conservatively.
Did you read the book?
Question mark?
Question mark? I feel like it's hard to say that after one viewing. I feel like I need to see it again.
No, I'm pretty sure you can know whether you loved it or not after one viewing. What was what didn't you like about it?
I just like I haven't seen like a good like action, I don't know, AAA, I don't know if that's the right phrasing, rom-com in a while.
This is a AAA rom-com. This is like a huge push AAA rom-com with some serious heavy hitters.
Blockbuster is the word that I was thinking.
Sure.
I really liked it. I thought that there's only so many different ways you can retell a rom-com storyline. But I really liked it. I liked the setting. I liked the actors and actresses. Constance Wu was super great.
Constance Wu was great.
The guy whose name I don't remember, even though I started following them all and everything, I also don't remember what his name was.
He's fucking jacked.
Yeah. He's
the good-looking guy. I don't know the actor's name, but he's when he takes his shirt off, I'm like, what's up, 50 Shades of Grey?
Well, this was his first movie. I guess they, like, an accountant for the production company saw him on some, like, travel news show. He was, like, a host.
Henry Golding?
Yes.
He's not a dish.
He's just totally,
as they say.
This is his first movie. He's also going to be in the new Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick movie that's coming out later this year called A Simple
Excellent
Favor or something like that. Mm-hmm. He was excellent. I thought they had really good chemistry. Aquafina was super funny.
How was Ken Jeong?
Very funny
Ken,
too.
Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong.
They had really funny like family chemistry.
I fucking love him so much.
It was a beautifully shot movie. The colors and everything looked amazing. I feel like they did a really good job portraying how crazy that lifestyle can be.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it.
So do you recommend that I take the missus to see it this weekend? Yes. If she'll go with me?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is my first weekend off in 3 weeks, and then I'm out of town next week for Austin. I realized, I text my wife, I was like, did I book... Am I out of town every weekend in August except for one? And she's like, are you just now realizing this? And I was like, am I crazy? So I actually have next weekend kind of off.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if this is a good date night movie.
I think so.
By date night, I mean like we go at 11 o'clock, the very first showing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is the kids and old people showing.
Yeah.
Which I doubt there'll be any kids in Crazy Rich.
Or you close your eyes. You close these eyes and you're like, all right, we're getting ready. And it's the Meg.
Dude. We fucked up.
I want to go see it.
This is I'm pointing to you two on this. Okay.
How is this us?
Now here. Stop.
Okay.
Okay. Let me talk for a second. Can I talk for 1 second? Okay.
Nick never gets a chance to talk.
I never get
Nick
a chance to talk.
Always gets interrupted.
And everyone's always interrupting me. Joe.
Yeah.
Andy.
What's up?
We are the founders of the Geostorm podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Wheel spin. We have yet to do one episode of this podcast. If we did a disaster cast, it would be, mark my words, Hugh Jackman. Huge. That's right. Huge. Why don't we do this? We have let Geostorm go by. We have let Rampage go by. We have let the Meg go by. The Meg's huge.
Skyscraper.
Skyscraper.
I would just like to say that I've seen most of these movies.
Now, why are we not talking about it? You know what? We're going to start a podcast within a podcast on this show from now on.
Okay.
Where we review movies that are... No, we need to do the disaster podcast. We need to do that in the Office podcast because people want both of those.
How much outside viewing is now required for work?
No, everything. Well, the smart thing is we just need to do what we'd normally do. We take that, we make it into a podcast. We'd normally see the Meg anyway. It's just now we all have to go see it.
Would we?
No.
Geostorm
podcast wheel spin.
Man, I'm excited for Extra Life to bring that back.
I'm not.
I'm excited for Extra Life, but I'm calling it right now. I'm only putting 12 hours in that.
You say that, but then everyone's here and having fun.
I wussed out so hard in the last one. I made it to like hour 18, and I was like, I gotta go.
Conservative.
No, you didn't even say that, though. You just left.
I was so tired. There was enough people. Clark came. Clark was my, Grindcraft was my
tag team buddy.
Yeah, he's my tag. That's what we need to be a little bit better about having the tag team buddies and like doing a slightly like more shifts on that thing. Because I feel like when we're all together, the power level just goes down very quickly. Like, we need energy to come back into the room.
Yeah, but then you missed the ghost stories.
Did I miss the ghost stories?
Yes.
Did I miss the best segment of all of Extra Life. Okay.
The best part of all of Extra Life. All
right.
Somebody broke that out, and I watched it, like, at least 6 times and laughed hard every time.
A-Rock86 says, LOL, Nick just dipped out. I straight up Irish goodbye'd.
Yeah.
I just peeked my head around the corner, and then I was like...
No, but it's weird. Irish goodbye is normally, like... You secretly leave. This was just you walking off.
And yeah, I was like, I gotta go.
Nick, you're still logged into the fucking game. Like, we can't go on without you.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, man. I can't put that much into that. I love the kids, those big, beautiful kids, but I put enough of myself
in. Yeah, sure.
There was enough Scarpino in all those kids right now, you know?
Yeah. TLDR, you should go see this. I thought it was great. They did a lot of cool things that I don't necessarily want to say because I want people to go see it and not have, like, a ton of stuff spoiled for them. It's not necessarily plot spoilers, but just the way that they integrated a lot of Asian culture into this.
Yeah, really cool. I'm interested in it because I think one of the angles that a lot of reporters took on this was they were like, there has not been a predominantly Asian cast of a movie since, like, Joy Luck Club.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm thinking back to my, of course, limited knowledge of everything. And I'm like, that's probably very accurate. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that they, like, I think they've done a really good job of making this accessible.
Yeah.
You know, like, I watched the trailer. I'm like, I want to see this. And yeah. I don't, because it's not necessarily about the culture of being Chinese, right?
Yeah.
It's more about what it's like to be this crazy rich in this foreign culture, right?
I feel like it's a little bit of both. Like, I feel like they do a really good job of touching on, like, socioeconomic, I guess more just social issues of, like, even the differences that of perception, like, if you're raised in America as, like, an Asian American, and how you're viewed to people that were raised, like, in whatever country in Asia comparatively.
Right.
And, like, how...
Well, it's fascinating, though.
That can be different. So yeah. It does. It there's a lot of layers, which I appreciated to it.
And that dude takes his shirt off a lot, right?
Yeah, he's very attractive.
That's not bad.
Well, very excited to see him in that other movie later this
with
year
with Anna Kendrick.
Yeah,
and excellent.
Blake Lively. They're all great.
Excellent.
And then with this one, and then they also this weekend came out with To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which is a Netflix movie that is also has a Asian female lead. And, like, that's a movie that I 1,000% would have been in love with in high school, for sure. Like, that would have been, like, a very...
Is this the one you told Tim to watch?
Yeah, and Tim didn't like it.
Tim didn't like it.
But between those two, I feel like it's been a really cool weekend to see, like, all this Asian representation in modern media.
That's awesome. I'll tell you, though, I don't think it's going to stop. I think there's, like, I've talked about it before. You know, there's a lot of money coming from China right now. So I think you're going to see a lot more movies like this, which is good. Not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's great.
Yay.
So there you go.
It is 11:50.
It is 11:50. So that means we're actually going to go into the giveaway right now because we are, well, we give away a game each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames during the morning show. How can you get that, Andy? Tell people.
There are four different ways to get the giveaway, to win the giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
You can be here in our Twitch chat right now on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You can be a subscriber and not be in the chat. So as long as you give us that $5, either with a tier one sub or with your free Twitch Prime account, that's the second way. Then ways three and four, I'm gonna mess today, Nick.
You're okay.
You could be a $2 subscriber on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames or patreon.com/kindoffunny. At the $2 above level, you also get all the perks from the $1 level. So you get party mode a week early. If you're on Kind of Funny Games, you can watch Gamecast while we record it live. Or on Kind of Funny, you can get the pre and post shows and watch that live. You can only watch it live. I don't know, Nick.
Go over to the $2 above level on either of Patreon supporters.
Just, I'm a mess, dude.
We appreciate you very much. Before we get to today's giveaway winner, of course, this episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Slack. Thanks to Slack for supporting the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Slack is a collaboration hub for work. Whatever work you do with Slack, the right people in your team are kept in the loop and information they need is always at their fingertips. With mobile apps for iOS and Android that sync seamlessly, you can always pick up where you left off no matter where you are. Teamwork on Slack happens in channels, letting you organize conversations and information around projects, offices, and teams. And because everything you need to make work happen is in one place, it's faster and easier to get things done. Slack also connects the tools and services in one easy use app with real-time messaging, video or voice calls, group file sharing, drag and drop file sharing, and searchable archives that work with all apps you already use, like Jira, Salesforce, Zendesk, and Google Drive. With Slack, your team is better connected. Slack, where work happens. Learn more at slack.com. We use Slack all the time. I use Slack twice in the show already. Our office runs off of Slack. Not only is it a great tool for work, it allows us to break it. We have everything broken up into like different different people, obviously, I can send you something. We also have, what I find really, really beneficial is that we have different little sub-channels.
Oh, yeah.
Where we can have, like, travel, merch, different things. So if I want to tune into that conversation, I can. But if I don't, if I'm too busy for that, other people can see it. And then, of course, we have the general Slack, which turns into pure shenanigans.
We have our thumbnail Slack for all of the thumbnails. Not only thumbnails, but the descriptions for Morning Show and for Games Daily. Yep. We have Party Mode Slack, which is like, hey, whatever games you think would be good for Party Mode, pop them in here, you know. So I love it. Using it since Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, it's fantastic. They're actually the ones that turned us on to it.
Yeah.
No more searching through emails for that one follow-up or searching through multiple systems to find what you're looking for. No more switching across multiple tabs and platforms to keep updated with your work. This is easy and convenient. Just drag and drop file sharing that works with all apps you already use. We already talked about this, like Jira, Salesforce, Zendesk, and Google Drive. Plus, tailor Slack to work with more than 1,000 apps. It's a very, very versatile platform. Right now, if you want to check it out, you can go to slack.com. That's slack.com. .com. All right.
Slacking it.
We'll slack some stuff later. I'm going to slack the thumbnails to you later. Mm-hmm. Today's winner comes from the Twitch chat. Congratulations, Ambient_Soul. You have won Fate Extillia, the Umbral Star. We appreciate you very much for that. There's a second giveaway here. Joe!
I think she might be in the office.
No, she's gone. Well, there may or may not be a second giveaway winner, but guess what? We'll just send it right to them. No reason not to do that. P.S. I love this best friend XOXO is the next section of the show. What is this, Andy? Oh, great question. Were there two giveaways today or just one?
Oh, there's just one. I just forgot.
Who was the winner? Was it the top or bottom?
I'll just use the bottom one for tomorrow.
That sounds good. Okay. P.S. I love this best friend XOXO. Go to kindoffunny.com/best friend. Fill out that form. And you can give a shout out to someone you feel is doing a great job at being a best friend out there. Antonio Figaro is shouting out Jackson Wells and DJ Guillard, if he's French. I don't know. These two never fail to make me laugh in the Kind of Funny Facebook group, especially on the bad days. I hope to meet them at the next Kind of Funny event.
Or Guillard.
That's what I said, Guillard.
Oh, okay.
I said Guillard. Like Guillard. Sure. Like he's French. Okay. Like en français. Oh, boo, boo, boo. A joujou. Now, Andy.
What's up, Nick?
This is a live show, of course. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, you're done messed up because this is the section of the show where we get to talk to the chat, have some fun, take a few questions, comments, or concerns from you guys down there, and then, of course, we'll go into sub-only mode, which is everyone's favorite mode next to party mode, and we'll talk to the people that really, really matter, the subscribers. And I love just driving that joke into the ground. Oh, do we have a couple more tips?
Yeah, I know we got a fun clip we need to watch.
Okay, we'll go into that real quick before we go into the chat. Of course, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to this channel. Make sure you hit that bell notification because I think some people aren't getting this, the daily episodes we do in your inbox. So I hate to say this, but I don't know why. I don't run YouTube. I don't know why that's happening. But I'd crush it.
Yeah.
Make sure if you want this episode every day, we release it every day around 2 p.m. So make sure you check back on here. But leave a comment in the comment section and let's keep the conversation going there. Let's go back to tips real quick before we go into that. You read some questions, so cue up some of those comments.
Sure.
Right now.
Warped asks, is that the clip that I sent? Maybe it is Warp. We're not sure.
Red Rising 95 gave us a tip and said two things. One, Paul Hollywood is a British guy, is the British guy Fieri. And two, the song from St. Elmo's Fire slaps. Thank you for that. Regal Gangster gave us $7, said, hello, Nick and Andy. Please check out this short, sweet, fun clip for you guys, and gave us that. And then we got some cheers from the Jew Ninja, but it was only 10 cheers.
Red Rising, you left two tips?
No, I think it just doubled up. Sometimes it comes through twice.
Oh, okay. But one, like, they're like 8 minutes apart, so that's why I'm kind of confused by it.
So I think it just pings it and pings it back. That
what's up, Cool G?
Did you get a text I sent you?
A text?
Yeah. We had a fun clip, but I don't see it on the tips, and I don't know how to do that, so I guess we'll have to save it.
No, I mean, I have it right here. Is it this one? Is it this YouTube video from Regal Gangsta? Well, he gave us one, so you have to take a look at that as well.
Yeah, no.
Is it good? Okay.
We'll check it out. We'll check it out.
We'll check
Nick
it out
for YouTube President 2020.
Done.
Andy, Wicktot says, Andy, do you think Funhouse uses Slack? If not, will you show it to them when you go there? They do use Slack, yeah. We converse all the time. We talk like just, you know, contract negotiations and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Except I hear they were going to hire you, but they said, let's hire someone way better, Alana.
They did, yeah. Mm-hmm. They did. Better in
that
every
must
way.
Have hurt. That must have hurt.
In every way possible.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That must have hurt, though.
Yeah, it's fun.
Cool, Greg, bring up this fun clip. Is it funny?
This is great.
Let's
I love
go.
This one.
Let's go.
Look at this graph.
It's just, that's a classic YouTube video.
That is fantastic.
I love how off key it is.
Yeah,
it's like not a even, step below.
Yeah.
Look at this graph!
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. An old one, yeah.
That is an oldie. Yeah, Astro DK says, wow, old AF. Well, you know, that's our nom de plume on this
oldie
show.
Oldie but goodie.
Oldie but goodie. Underpaid runner Rummer says, Andy has a good chance of getting to Funhouse as I do of getting to Harvard Law. Well, that all depends on how hard you work, my friend.
Yeah.
Because if you know, if you've learned anything from Legally Blonde, it's very easy to get into Harvard
Law. The little thing that we don't know about Underpaid Drummer is that he's been going to college already. Like, he's working his way towards that, so.
It's funny that I read that as Underpaid Rummer, because I've been drinking a lot of rum lately.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm disgusting.
Oh, yeah. He corrected you. Underpaid Drummer, Nick Jesus.
You know what? Here's the problem with these names.
There's no.
Well, no, there is intercapping. There is intercapping, and you just chose not to do that.
Yeah.
That's your fault. Maybe use some punctuation every once in a while, some intercapping.
Damn.
Okay? Not punctuation, intercapping. Let's see.
Underpaid Rummer.
What was the Idris Elba stuff? What's your feeling on Idris Elba's Bond? I think it would be Ace, but some UK press backlash is rather sad. You guys reported on that 2 weeks ago, right? Is he in the running for Bond? Has there been stories about
reported.
That?
Reported. I mean, I don't know. All I know is that he posted a photo, and it said, the name's Elba, Idris Elba.
Ah.
And people were like, what does this mean?
He's not going to be Bond. And I'll tell you why. He's too old. That's unfortunate, but that's just the case.
He's I would have loved him. Old.
Yeah, he's in his fucking 40s.
Dude, he looks better than Pierce Brosnan ever did.
How dare you?
Same with Daniel Craig.
Well, Daniel Craig's always looking like, yeah, he's 45. Here's the issue with Idris Elba's Bond at 45, is that if he started doing them now, by the time he did the second one, he'd be close to 50. It's just too old. A 50-year-old Bond is not...
Daniel Craig's 50 old. Right now.
Yeah, he's too fucking old. They're all too old.
Nah. Sure, he's 45, but he looks way younger.
But Daniel Craig's going to do one or two more. By the time Idris Elba takes it over, he will be close to 50 years old.
Tom Cruise is 55.
Tom Cruise sleeps in a hyperbolic chamber with fucking the ghost of Michael Jackson. Okay.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, he stole the soul to Scientology a long time ago. Wow. But he delivers. And go see Mission Impossible.
All those Thetans. Or what do they call them?
The Thetans?
Yeah.
Look, I love Idris Elba. I think he could do a great job as Bond. I think they need to cast someone in their like mid-30s, though. Mm. If they want that to be a series. But I also think that they should really take a cue from Mission Impossible's book, or a page out of Mission Impossible's book, rather, and do more of an ensemble cast, make M,
make really
Q
good.
More a part of the team, and like Moneypenny needs to be a part of the team, and retool Bond so it's an ensemble thing so they can grow that. Because right now, the lone gunman, which is Bond, I get that, he's like the rogue, he's like the always off on his own, it's just not working anymore. Like, I'm fine with him, like, being the one-man band.
Trent's course.
But they need to figure out a new angle on Bond. It's just not working anymore.
John Harlan, I think, makes a fantastic point. Andy Cortez for Bond. Well, like, what are your thoughts on that?
I think Andy would make a great Bond.
I think so, too.
You got to get that thrust bucket, though. You got to get jacked out.
I would love to have a trainer just, like, here's what you're doing. Here's the food you're eating. We're going to the gym these days. I would love to get in that, to have that sort of preparation. To be paid to work out and eat healthy, and like, you don't even have temptation, because it's like, no, here's the food.
Yeah, here's what happens. They put the food in front of you, and when someone brings a muffin in, you pay someone to fucking punch him in the face. And be like, don't ever show him a muffin again.
Shove the muffin up their fucking mouth.
What I would do is, if I were getting paid $1 million to be like Thor, I would make them prepay me, but put the money in a time-locked safe, like a plexiglass safe, so I could stare at it every day. And then every time I thought about getting pizza, they would just bring the safe and put it in front of me and be like, if you eat this pizza, this money goes away. You can't get to it. And I'd be like, cool.
That'd be cool.
Be dope.
I would love that.
I would totally do it.
That's some good motivation.
Let's go into sub-only mode.
Okay.
I want a graph that's like, da-da-da-da-da, sub-only mode. Like we're sliding into my mode, you know? Because I feel like we're sliding into the subs DMs right now. Just like, hey,
oh, I see.
Like something cool, like a cool, like low-key, like synth mode.
Wait, maybe Omega. Music underneath.
You know?
Do you want a beat, though?
Yeah, like a hot, like just a little sound effect that's dope.
Okay.
That's a sub-only mode. Like synthesized, you know?
Did you see the, somebody made a theme song for Science with Kev? And I hope I didn't lose it, because it's, they sent it a long time ago.
Get buckets. is clearly trying to get banned right now. Says, Nick, Matrix Reloaded is a good movie. No, it's not. It's not.
You're out of your mind.
It's bad.
I got to scroll to find weirdo. This. We're not going to end the show until I find this.
Depeche Mode. Yeah. So I want something like a Depeche Mode, but like sub-only mode, you know? Or maybe like, reach out and touch faith. We could just do that and have it echo.
Is it faith? I always thought it was reach out and touch me.
I think it's reach out and
it's touch faith. Holy shit.
I could be
I've
wrong.
I've been wrong my whole life.
I say the wrong shit all the time. Let's Google it.
No, but I'm just really bad with like old lyrics like that. I thought it was reach out and touch me.
Yeah, it's reach out and touch faith.
Wow.
Boom, 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 boom.
Here, check it out.
Because it's your own personal
Jesus.
This is
from Eric Myers 93. It's going to be really hard. I'm just going to get my microphone near it instead of sending it to Cool G. If that's okay with you, Nick.
I don't care.
Okay.
Me too.
Here we go.
That is amazing.
Eric Myers 93 killing it.
We need to get those like officially made and plugged into the podcast.
Science, science, science with Kevin. I'm Kevin.
I'm Kevin.
Fantastic.
Richard Dragon says, Nick, I've been detoxing, experiencing significant lethargy. Any recommendations? Yeah, you just got to push through. I would make sure that you are eating enough fats, like good fats, and I would make sure you're hydrating enough and sleeping enough. But sometimes those first few days just suck. That's just your body's way of saying, like, hey, I want all this crap you've been putting in me, and you saying, no, no, sir.
No, thank you.
Angel Bum 22 says, Demolition Man is a great movie. Correct. That is correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Science.
DH Canada says, I officially started streaming Detroit Becomes Human last night, or Detroit Become Human last night. I don't have a camera, so it's just the gameplay. Well, thanks for letting us know that.
You gotta
get a camera,
you
dog.
Get that cam, dog. Get You're going straight from PS4.
Get
I'm assuming.
A cam. Yeah.
Get an Elgato. Get a streaming computer. Maybe just a laptop. Laptop works for me. That's all I use.
Jester 19. Who Framed Roger Rabbit is a great movie. Correct. Correct.
Get buckets.
Matrix Reloaded. No.
And did you watch any more Psycho Pass? I have not, but I watched a lot more My Hero Academia. The GF introduced me to a show called Fighting Foodons.
Okay.
Which is a terrible anime, and I hate her for showing them to me. Mm-hmm. It is a ripoff of Pokemon back in the day. It's like an early 2000s cartoon, maybe late 90s.
Okay.
And it is, you have these thing called meal tickets, and you turn your food into real life, and it fights for you. And it's the worst fucking thing
that sounds
in
dumb.
The world, yeah.
That just sounds dumb.
There's a guy with like a fried rice head who has like arms and stuff, and he's like, fried rice, ah! It's the worst thing in the world.
Dude. I want you to stop talking about this.
Yeah.
all right. Are we going to sub-only mode already?
We did, yeah. Yeah. We should just okay. End the show. What's up?
What's the text? Look at the text. Look at this freaking text.
I mean, he still didn't say delivers. So I don't know.
Is it something you could just tell us?
Oh, I see. Is this immigrant birds? Why don't you text it to me? Why don't you, like,
Slack? You can Slack it to me. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, I see. I see. I see.
You have to have Slack, the mobile app, on your phone.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that.
Yeah, if you download the mobile app and you log in, it'll just be like the PC app, and you can just Slack different things to each other. It's very helpful.
It's very helpful.
Again, I swear by this.
Here we go. Kind of funny control. Bam. Sent.
All right.
Oh, sharp objects was awesome last night. Holy shit.
Haven't started yet. I'm yet letting it all queue up.
Oh, man.
I'm excited.
It is the most uncomfortable. I felt... The way my chest felt, I just needed to excel like after Battle of the Bastards.
Are there any like sexy parts?
It's to get sexy. Fucked up.
This is gonna be like an intro or something because this fucking fantastic.
Let's go. Let's get it. Okay. Let's get it.
This is sent from Greedy Ears, I believe.
Yeah, Greedy Ears.
Thomas.
That was trippy.
Those are real. Yeah, I saw the video of that without Led Zeppelin.
We are so getting claimed for that Led Zeppelin. What's this? Play this fucking thing.
Sorry, guys.
This looks fucked up. Yeah, play this.
Just be careful. Yeah, we might get claimed for a Zeppelin for the immigrant song, but whatever.
It'll just demonetize it, most likely. Dude, snakes are crazy, dude.
Snakes are.
I don't understand them and their will to do, like. Oh,
I don't like this.
Just, you can fly away. You can fly away at any second. Oh, we're covering up the bird a little bit. There, it's perfect. You could just fly, dude.
He doesn't know what to do. He's like, I've never seen this happen before. He's also got a lot of time.
You have wings.
It's also possible he's got a ton of time, because he's like, the snake's not moving that fast on this power line. And he's just kind of like, moving away from him.
Shit.
I hope the snake gets him.
No! This...
But he's like, I really like this power line.
You know what did...
You know what he could do is just get on the other side of the snake. How's the snake going to turn around?
Oh, that's a good point, Nick.
It's not going to happen. There's another bird coming to his rescue.
Oh, shit.
This is what you do. You trip the other bird and you run. Oh, shit.
He's like, just fuck you, bitch.
He just bounced. Oh, the other bird bounced. Oh, now the snake's like, well, how the hell am I going to get down?
This sucks.
This is the worst.
I bet the snake could just drop and live, right?
Well, snakes don't have any bones in them, so.
I think they do.
Do they have bones?
Yeah, I believe so.
But they're just all muscle.
No. That was it.
What is this next one?
Attack it.
Do it.
No, we yes. gotta go, man.
12 most fearless.
It's a minute.
Do snakes have bones?
Okay, I found this. Do snakes have bones?
Yeah, they have bones.
Okay, confirmed. Thanks for watching this episode of The Morning Show.
Yeah, you want to take us out?
Guys, stay tuned for Jared Petty and Tim Geddes next on Kind of Funny Games Daily. We'll see you tomorrow. I believe it's you and Joey.
Yeah, me and Joe
are on The Morning Show tomorrow. We love you all. Have a great rest of your day.
Te quiero mucho. Bye. YouTube, leave a comment.